Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now on the podcast is the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the female with the Fibonacci's, the person that puts the art in chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, Justin.
Okay, let's get on with the first and foremost then. It's Angus Energy, ANGS, which is a very popular stock. We haven't covered this for a while. We're still waiting on news on their Brockenfield, really. I did do well there. I didn't get in the IPO here, but I pretty much bought around 6.5p, I think. Where did IPO at? Somewhere around there, 6-7p. But I got in very early. My rule with penny stocks is when it rises by 100%, I sell half. Rises by another 100%, I sell another half. You know, so then once you're above 100% first time, you're never going to lose because you're playing with the house's money essentially. So this is more of a long termer for me now because I can't lose on it. You know, can't lose money on it. But what do you reckon, Nick?
Famous last words.
I can lose the money, but do you know what I'm saying? I doubled my money, so my initial stake is gone. It's there. I've got
I
banked
it.
So I get you. That initial stake is there, but obviously I can lose the rest of the money's in there. But it won't hit my portfolio. You know what I'm saying. Go for it, Nick. What do you mean? ANGS.
Yeah, it's in consolidation. You had this huge rally. And since July, we've topped out and we're in a correction. We need two waves of correction, which I think we're seeing. We've got wave one. I expect this one to not really go much below where we are now. We're sitting on the daily 50 moving average. I expect that we'll find some support here and we'll start our wave five. Our wave five will either be a marginal new high at 36.62. We're at 25 now, so that's a pretty nice target. 36.62, and if we extend beyond 36.62, the next target is 54.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous stuff. Okay.
I am wrong on a daily close. We're going to see a deeper correction, and I'm wrong. If we get a daily close below, I would say 24 and below this 50 moving average, then I think that we'll look for one more leg lower, and that's going to come in probably at the 61.8 fib. And I'm just going to line that up for you now, and that's going to be at 18.64.
Lovely. All right, Nick. Next one is Hurricane Energy. Now, they raised some money, a lot of money recently at 32p. And so it's below the placing price there. And I'm just trying to see how much they've raised. But what do you reckon on the chart, Nicola?
A bit disappointed because, you know, last time we looked at this, the 61.8 Fibonacci level that we wanted to hold as support and where we got really spiky and had a good old go is at 31.45, and we've dropped below it. Not only that, but on the 26th of July, we retested that level from underneath and then turned lower again. So we're still in a downtrend. We're still heading lower. And I'm afraid to say I think that we go to 22 next. We're at 27 now. I think that this is headed lower to 22.
Really?
And what would make me wrong? I know that's very disappointing. So what would make me wrong is if we could rally from here and get back above and recover that 29 level. That 29 level is the June low and it's the 20 moving average all the way down. And this entire decline, every rally that we've had has been capped by this 20 exponential moving average. And if we can get above it, and it's right there at 29 today, then I think we've reversed the trend for the first time since, you know, April and the decline. So that's what I would be looking for to prove me wrong.
Yeah, well, it's odd. There's a gap there, isn't there? Back in, when was that? Let me move this. September last year.
Yeah.
9th of the 9th, which is exactly how much we work. Almost a year. We're on the 1st of September now. And there's a gap.
Yeah, I see that gap. Yeah.
And it broke down below that. And so the lower part of that gap is like 24.6. And so I'll be interested to see. Okay. Because there's potential there, massive reserve resources there. And they raised like 500 million at 32 pence. So it's below place.
What's interesting about the target that I've given you is when this stock very first launched and it had that initial decline, so down to 21 was where it went in April of 2014. So I think that is quite an important pivot level, and that was that low back from then. So that's where I'd be looking for it to find some support. I think it's the support's a little bit higher than that, around 21.50 to 22. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a good buy when we get there.
Okay, all right. Do you know one to look at that we're going to cover next is Satellite Solutions Worldwide. They're in the last mile of broadband, so if people who can't get broadband, you know, they do the last mile via satellite, but they're also very acquisitive. They've been, I think, in the last 14 months, they've done 14 acquisitions, and I think there's going to be big news here. I do believe they're building the company towards a bit of a monster, could be. But at the moment, chart is looking quite weak. They've got revenue there. They've got 50 million market cap. Their revenue for the half year was about 20 million. So you'd suggest, you know, double that at least for the full year. They made a loss of 2.9 million, I think. But I think the potential going forward is quite good here, because they are very acquisitive and very ambitious, in their thoughts going forward. So SAT, what do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
SAT, I don't think it's that bad, to be honest. If we take the lows in 2015 and the highs in 2017, then the decline that we had that finished in June was the 61.8 retrace, and it's bounced really nicely from there, and now we're holding above the 50%. So we're still in the top half of this stock's trading range. This 7p price now is really important. This is the pivot level. As long as we stay above that, I'm going to look higher. And a daily close, we're looking at the weekly chart for people looking live, a daily close above 7.7 is a bullish trigger for this one to go higher. So we haven't managed to do it. We've had one poke above that 7.7 level intraday, and then we came back. So that's the key pivot, and the 200 day then at 8. So if we close above this range, above 7, I think that we'll take out the 200-day moving average the next time, and then we'll be going higher. So, but while we stay below 7, while we stay below 7.7, we're still on the back foot and going sideways. Just looking for that momentum, really, to push us out of this range.
Yes.
And some good news will do that. So the pivot level's at 7. And a close above 7.7 is a buy.
I see. Okay. Marvellous stuff, Nicola. If you can put those charts on the company page, that'd be great stuff. And send them over to me, and I'll put them on the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. And it's amazing how you've recovered from a near-death experience during the week. I know you're very poorly, weren't you? Very poorly indeed.
If this was man flu, I would still be in bed.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have survived man flu. I think in history only one woman has ever caught man flu, and she died sadly. So it didn't turn out well for her.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.